I was just excited for this podcast and never have to happen again.
That's great, because I hit record and that got caught. That's going in.
Hi, I'm Kellen, and welcome back to Record Skips.
And I'm Abby, and I'm going to add absolutely nothing to this conversation for the next 15 minutes, and I'm going to say 150 times over the next two.
Welcome back to another episode of Record Skips. I'm Abby.
Hey.
That's Kellen. And this time, instead of getting other people's opinions, we thought we would share some of our favorite and not so favorite live music experiences in honor of live music making a comeback since the Rona is making a slow exit.
That's right, folks. You heard it here first. Now, instead of suffering indoors, I'm suffering in a studio actually having to look at Abby, which I think might be a far worse fate. On that note, Abby, why don't you start off by telling us about your favorite concert experience while I sit here and tragically listen to you talk?
Well, I have to say, this is a hard pick, because I've been to a lot of concerts, and
she's been to like five.
Most of them have been pretty good. In terms of favorite concerts, that's a hard pick for me, because I've been to a lot of concerts and not very many bad ones. So I'd say I have like a top two. I'll only tell you about one of them. I'm not going to bore you with the details. But one of them was the first time I ever saw Fall Out Boy. It was at the outdoor venue. I can see Kel's
laughing. Girl said Fall Out Boy.
It was at the outdoor venue in Toronto, so that was pretty cool. But that's not what I'm going to talk to you about today.
Thank God.
The best concert I've ever been to was when I saw Bring Me the Horizon in Laval. And Fever 333 was the opening act. And it was honestly, like, they kind of upstage Bring Me the Horizon a little bit, I'm not gonna lie, but both of them were incredible. It was an incredible night and it was super fun. And yeah, I don't know, it's always fun to like travel to go to a concert and like make like a weekend out of it. I don't know, do you do that?
I mean, like, sometimes, but see, the difference is most of the concerts I've seen I saw at like festivals.
I feel like festivals are a very different experience. Like, I feel like, why is that funny? Like, am I wrong?
I love how this entire episode is just going to basically be like, Kellen and Abby are very pretentious about seeing a show live. You watch, you go to festivals? I don't know. That's very different.
No, all I'm saying is like,
don't get me wrong, they are different, but like,
I love going to festivals too. Like, I've like seen really good shows at festivals, but I feel like going to a festival and like, if you're there just to see one artist or you stop and see a couple, that like environment and that experience is very different than like buying tickets to a specific concert. Like, I don't know. I just feel like they're both super fun and like great ways to see live music. But I find I get very different experiences out of both of them.
The way I kind of look at it is the festivals are where you go when you're starting off into live music, because festivals are where you can kind of go and get like a little bit of everything. Then once you've kind of become accustomed to like what seeing a live show is like, that's when you start spending on like, I only want to see this band, because there inevitably comes that point where you're like, yeah, okay, festivals are fun for like the two or three bands I want to see, but wow, are all these other bands.
I would say that like attending a festival is also probably better for those people like Brandon, who we talked to last week, who like everything.
2 weeks ago.
Last episode. Like, festivals are better for people who like everything. Like, I feel like you get more bang for your buck in that case. Where, like, if you're somebody like me, who's, like, a little bit picky about the music I listen to, like, I'm spending money for the day pass to the festival to only see, like, one artist. So I feel like I'm not getting, like, value for my money. Does that make sense? Unless it's, like, an artist I've been dying to see. Whereas, like, if you're somebody who kind of appreciates everything, maybe you'll see four or five artists in a day. Like, you're getting so much for that, like, $40 you spend on your day pass.
I feel like it depends on the number of artists you're going to see. If you're only going to see two artists, you're going to be disappointed no matter who it is, I think, because bands never play their best sets at festivals. Because there's kind of this understanding that, like, you hit the stage, you're on at most for an hour, and then you get off, because unless you're the headliner, other bands are going to be playing. Like, so I just think that festivals are a good introduction, but once you kind of become accustomed to like, I want to go see live concerts, especially if you're only really going for one band, festivals are not where you want to go.
No, like, as Like, I've never had a really bad time at a festival unless I'm going with a friend and, like, I don't actually like the artist, which that's happened. Sam Hunt in the pouring rain. Awful. Anyway.
I would akin seeing Sam Hunt in the pouring rain to sitting in a room alone with you.
Sam Hunt's really hot, so I'll think about it.
I would say my pick for best... We didn't even really get into yours. We just kind of started talking about festivals, didn't we?
Yeah, we just kind of glazed over it.
You can
keep
going. You can keep going.
No, all I was saying, like, is because I was talking about how I traveled for the concert and, like, how I find, like, it makes it, like, a thing, right? Because it's, like, the whole reason you're traveling is for the concert, and then usually, like, you'll make a weekend out of it, or, like, so it turns into more of, like, this whole experience or, like, vacation or, like, so I find it's just, like, it's almost more memorable because it was like this whole like event almost like outside of just the concert.
So my argument would then instead, well, maybe not my argument. My question then would shift to what's your favorite concert you've seen because of the concert, not because of like the trip that surrounded it.
Every time I've traveled for a concert, I wouldn't have gone on that trip if it wasn't for the concert. But if there's a concert on a Saturday night, I'm not going to go up Saturday morning and leave after the concert. Like, I'm going to go up on Friday, like, spend the weekend wherever. Usually it's, like, Montreal or Toronto.
Bougie-ass bitch.
They're always with my mom, okay? I go to a lot of concerts with my mom.
Hell yeah.
And then, like, yeah, we'll, like, get a hotel, like, stay till Sunday and make, like, a weekend out of it. Like, that shit's fun. But, like... if we want to talk like best concert I've seen locally that I haven't had to travel for, I saw Beartooth at the Bronson Center. And Hands Like Houses opened for them, which was kind of fun because Hands Like Houses is a band I listened to in high school and then kind of grew out of, but never got to see them live back then. So it was really cool to be able to see them. The only thing that sucked is they only sang new stuff that I didn't know. But it was still cool to like be able to see them live as like an opener. But Beartooth was super good. It was a really good crowd because sometimes when you go to hardcore shows, the crowd can kind of suck. especially when you're a short person like me.
You are short.
I've gotten a lot of elbows to the head, which isn't ideal.
Well deserved.
I'm at tall person elbow height, so that's not great. The only downside to that show is like if you've ever been to like a hardcore show or like a show where like there's mosh pits or whatever, crowd surfing or whatever. Mm-hmm. You'll know that like the first couple songs, that stuff hasn't really started yet. So it's the first song of Beartooth's set. Mm. And I'm standing kind of in the back. There's not really anybody around me. And all of a sudden this large dude just lands on my head. And I'm like, what? So this man decided to pick the like, this was pre-COVID, but we were essentially socially distanced at the back of this venue, decided to pick this with the tiny 20-year-old girl as his crowd surfing starting point.
A long 5 years ago.
And I'm like, how am I supposed to support you? Like, what did you think was going to happen? Thankfully, no serious injuries, just a little bit of neck pain the days following. I recovered.
She survived. That's impressive enough.
The show was still enjoyable nonetheless.
A little concussion always spices up a concert.
You know.
Casually.
You take risks. Tell us about your favorite concert experience that you didn't have to travel for, since that's the route we're going.
I wouldn't have to travel for most of my concerts. I mean, I don't travel for a lot of my concerts. I would say, honestly, I think I've only traveled for maybe 3 or 4 concerts. Most of the things I've seen have happened in Ottawa. For me, it's a tough pick because it's between the same artist at 2 different shows.
Ooh.
So I guess I would say it's almost a tie for different reasons. It was Death From Above 1979. Coming soon to Algonquin Commons Theater. No.
Just kidding. Coming soon to the Bronson Center.
There you go. I'm leaving that in.
I know music. I'm on the radio.
I swear I pay attention to the press releases we get. So the first time I ever saw them was at Blues Fest. It was in 2016. And it was their first...
Were you old enough to be at Blues Fest back then?
Are you fucking stupid? You can get into Blues Fest as a child. Anyway... so it was their first time in Ottawa since they reunited, and I think their first time since like 2003. So I was like pumped. It was my first time seeing them live. It was the first time I can remember going to a concert and like the heaviness of the guitar hit me. I would say like it's a tie between that show, which was the first time I saw them. It's the first time I danced at a concert because I was like almost in the mosh pit, but I still wasn't brave enough to go into it. And the second time I saw them, which was 2017. So the next year they showed up to Bronson Center and they played their full set, which they didn't get to do at Blues Fest because, you know, they weren't the headlining band. They had the time limit on their show. So, you know, it was really great to be able to see their light show, which was fucking amazing. The music was even heavier. They were able to actually talk and interact with the audience. And that's kind of something that I really liked about the show was Seb was able to just be like he told us stupid, dumb fucking stories the whole time. So that was probably my favorite concert.
What about your least favorite? Like, some, have you ever been to a concert where you're like, kind of mad I spent money on that?
I wouldn't say I've ever been to a concert that I've spent money on that I've been disappointed by, because most of the time for me, I have to really, really like your shit to be willing to go to your concert. Like if you're like an opening act, that's one thing. Like some, like I like to take a flyer on the openers because, you know, not everyone goes to the openers, just to see like if I enjoy the sound. But I don't think there's been a lot of bands that I've paid for that I've been like, this was disappointing. But my worst concert I still have was, I don't remember what year it was. I want to say it may have been 2017 or 2018. And I went to Blues Fest that night with my dad and the Killers were on. And I think it was their first time coming to Ottawa or something like that.
I was there.
It stunk.
I liked it.
I f-ing hated it.
Oh.
It was their first time coming. They just dropped a new album and they played none of the hits.
Yes, they did.
I think you're thinking of the next year when they came back.
Maybe.
Because the next year I heard was really, really good. Because
I have a video of Mr. Brightside.
But the first time they came, like, so the second year they showed up, I went with friends. But the first time was with me and my dad. And we sat there the whole night just waiting for them to give us a song we recognized. And they had a 2-hour long set, which at Blues Fest is big. Like, they were the headliners. And it took them until like an hour and 20 minutes in, like, they played, I think, their first 5 minutes with songs you know, and then the rest was basically their new album. And by the time they did play, like, Mr. Brightside or, you know, one of their other hits, me and my dad were at the point where we were like, we literally don't fucking care. We just want to hear this song and then leave. So, Abby, I would ask you what your worst concert experience is, but frankly, I do not care.
I have a few.
That's unfortunate.
So we've already touched on Sam Hunt. I've been in that situation where there's a concert I wanted to go to and I didn't have anybody to go with. And I know how much it sucks. So I was like, okay, like I'll go with you. So not only was I at a concert I didn't really care about, it was pouring rain. And I, that night, received a video on Snapchat of my then boyfriend kissing another girl at the
same concert.
At the same concert in the same crowd that I didn't even know he was at. So that was fun. Another bad concert experience I had, I think I was like 13 or 14, and me and my best friend at the time went to Rihanna with our moms. It was low-key, like, softcore porn on stage.
Ugh.
And we're there with our moms, like,
ugh.
Yes, hello, I am here for a show.
Ugh.
So that was just uncomfy. Like, the show was great, like, the music was good, but, like, uncomfy.
So why don't you reach out to one of us over on Instagram and let us know what your best and worst concert experiences are. This has been another episode of Record Skips that I've unfortunately had to endure with Abby. I'm sometimes Kellen.
I'm Abby the whole time, all the time.
Tragically.
I hope you enjoyed this first episode live from the CKDJ studios.
It wasn't live. This is literally being recorded.
Pre-recorded. I hope you enjoyed this first pre-recorded episode.
Sorry, I thought you said it was live.
From the
I thought it was live.
From the CKDJ studios and not from our kitchens.
Kitchen? Speak for yourself.
I do school in the kitchen. Thanks for tuning in.
Unfortunately, we do have to make one more of these. See you next time.
Bye.